The department's final report on the shooting says that when authorities caught up with Peterson the next day at a friend's house in a heavily wooded area, they tried repeatedly to get him to turn himself in. Forest County District Attorney Leon Stenz was among the last to talk with Peterson over the phone. He described Peterson as coherent and says he did not appear very remorseful.
The only thing that doesn't come across in the transcript is I guess, the voice and the inflections. In some respects, I think he was somewhat arrogant in his conversations with me.
A little after noon, a sniper who had set up where Peterson was located spotted him leaving the house headed toward the woods. The sniper shot Peterson in the left arm from 140 yards away. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen praised law enforcement's response that day.
The moment Tyler Peterson committed these unspeakable crimes was the moment he stopped being a cop and started being a fugitive criminal.
After Peterson was shot, Department of Criminal Investigation lead agent Bradley Cust says investigators believe he laid down and shot himself three times in the head. Cust says the first two only wounded Peterson's face, and the third was fatal.
One thing we also heard about Tyler is he was a determined individual. And we just believe he was able to follow through.
An attorney for the families of those killed says he'll have to review the final report. Joseph Weigel says his concern is whether this shooting could have been prevented by law enforcement and whether there was any indication Peterson was prone to violence. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.